Bruce Springsteen has recorded his 20th studio album, Let It To You. And alongside the record is a documentary on the making of the album, which was directed by Tom Zimmy. Let It To You marks the first time since they've recorded together live in the studio since Born in the USA. We're joined now by Screen's reviewer Amy Knight to talk about the film. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what were your thoughts on this documentary?
Oh, it made me quite sore in the heart because Bruce Springsteen's getting old and my hero won't be with us one day. It was confronting in a way that I don't really want to deal with, but it was very beautiful, one for the fans most certainly, but quite interesting.
We're going to take a listen to the trailer and then we'll chat a bit more about it.
All right, what can I say? The greatest thrill of my life is standing behind that microphone with you guys behind me. Let's do it.
I'm in the middle of a 45-year conversation with these men and women I'm surrounded by. Faded pictures in an old scrapbook. I started playing the guitar because I was looking for someone to correspond with. And after all this time, I still feel that need to talk to you.
All right, East Readers, let's do this thing. I sent in my letter
to you. It's a trailer for Letter to You, the new Bruce Springsteen documentary, which has just been released. We're chatting to Bruce Springsteen superfan and our screens reviewer, Amy Knight, in the studio. And so Bruce has been extremely prolific throughout his career, as I mentioned, 20th studio album, but only really in the past few years has he sort of put out work that does feel more personal and has been opening up a bit more. So what sort of insights does this documentary give about the man behind the artist?
Mm. Well, I think his work has always been it's always been very intimate and kind of confessional in a way. Like, he is a lapsed Catholic after all, it comes with the territory. But in this doco, he's, like I said, he's really reckoning with age and mortality, and that's becoming heaps more prominent. Like, he talks about the passing of two of the foundational members of the E Street Band and how I think in a way he will always be grieving them. That brotherhood was just so much a part of his life and his creative process. I think that's something that must be on his mind a lot, just kind of the end of the line, which, like, I don't want to oversell how sad it is. I think that kind of acknowledgement of the circle of life, I guess, has always been part of his work, but certainly stepping up a bit more now.
And do you think that may have been what actually sparked this documentary at this point in his career, wanting to sort of capture where he's at and the importance of working and the community that he's built around himself?
Oh, yeah. Community is a huge part of it. Like, the E Street Band is such a large band. And, you know, his manager is involved and the producers are involved. And in some ways it is an extension of Bruce Springsteen on Broadway and then Western Stars that came out last year. I think you're right in that each thing he releases is a bit more, he opens up a bit more about his childhood and is just more explicit about that. Like, it's always been there. There's always been hints and shades of it. And particularly after he released his autobiography, it's like the floodgates have really opened now.
And this documentary is shot around the making of this new album, Let It To You. Is there a bit of an active narrative through that as well, through the process of putting together this new album?
I wouldn't say it's too active. We get to see a lot of the arranging and the rehearsing and what different members of the band contribute, but also Bruce as the leader of the band, and even though he doesn't love the label, the boss of the band. There's no real unfolding narrative arc to it, but it's certainly a really cool insight into how that ecosystem of the band works together.
And what sort of access is given through this, noting both where it's at and also the personal nature and the looking back nature that this documentary takes?
Yeah, there's some really beautiful archival footage from his childhood and his younger days that I think is never before seen before this. So that's very cool. The director, Tom Zimney, and Bruce have been working together for like 15, almost 20 years. So in terms of access, like, there's a very clear trust and bond between them that means Bruce can be really personal. And there's a really lyrical, lovely voiceover that threads the songs together where it does feel very much like Bruce is writing a letter to his fans, like he's speaking very personally and intimately to us as viewers about his feelings about the album, what inspired the songs and that kind of thing. So, yeah, the access is very personal and intimate, as all of his work has always been quite honest and earnest. And for me, that's certainly one of the things that I really love about him is how honest he is.
And, as we have flagged, you're a super fan of Bruce, so I think you were invariably going to enjoy this documentary. Mm-hmm. But who might this film be aimed at?
Yeah, fans definitely. It does become quite formulaic. Like, Springsteen and Zimney have this well-oiled formula down now. It's always like earnest intro, song, wistful intro, song. So that might become kind of not very captivating to people who aren't super fans. But I'd say anyone with an interest in the creative process or songwriting as a craft might get a lot out of it. And I guess the flip side is if you have an idea of Springsteen as a very kind of steadfast patriot of the grand old USA, I think as he gets older, that kind of red, white and blue, which has always been a bit tongue-in-cheek, or it's definitely self-aware, but it's falling away now and his work is becoming a bit more black and white, I suppose. So if you're not quite into the very, like, robust machismo that is kind of synonymous with a flag-waving Bruce, then this might be a bit more subdued and nostalgic, and perhaps this is an entry point for people who aren't super familiar with his work up until now.
It certainly would be quite jarring to see a modern patriotic Bruce in this day and age.
Yeah, like it's always been, I mean, this is a different conversation, I won't hijack it. But yes, he's not a red state boy by any means.
And in terms of documentaries and music documentaries, we've been speaking about a few in the past couple of weeks and months. Are there ideal music documentaries that you really love that when you talk about this one becoming a little bit formulaic, something that really when you first saw it, you're like, oh wow, this is what a music documentary can be.
I think Searching for Sugar Man has such an incredible unfolding narrative arc to it. Perhaps I more am interested in concert films, maybe. Like, I love Talking Heads Stop Making Sense, and I'm so keen for American Utopia,
yes, me
which
too.
Hopefully will be available on Australian screens very soon. What about you?
Those ones. One actually that really, this isn't, it's broadly speaking a music documentary. This is one I saw as a teenager that really blew my mind a little bit. It was called Air Guitar Nation, about the United States for the first time competing in the World Air Guitar Championships.
Oh, that's nifty.
It's a very, very cool little film, and it gives you this insight into this very specific culture, but these people who are very passionate about music. And I think that's always what I'm looking for, is the passion, people talking about music in such a energised and excited way.
I think that comes through a lot in Letter to You as well. Like, it's very much a love letter to music. And of course, like, what music documentary isn't? Yes. Like, it has to be to some extent. But Bruce's love of pop music, like classic 50s and 60s pop music and early rock and roll, also that kind of balances out the more somber themes around mortality. So it's certainly not depressing or a downer.
Amy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Our Screens reviewer, Amy Knight, there speaking with us about Bruce Springsteen's Letter to You, the documentary around the album, which is available now on Apple TV